Well, the funny thing is, if you're not tuned in, you're not hearing this. For WRJZ, Joy Radio, 102.5 FM in Knox County, 99.5 in Sevier County. We're all over the world at WRJZ.com. It is a pleasure to have you. I thought about this morning on the old back porch at 6:05, 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. But on the old back porch about 2 hours ago, I was reading Paul's words, so prevalent for today, living as a Christian in the 21st century, in Knoxville, Tennessee, or wherever. I thank my God every time I remember you in all my prayers for all of you. I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, you know this one, don't you? That he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Welcome in. Good to have you along. It's going to be a hot one today. We've had some cool temperatures last week. Remember we woke up one morning last week and it was 41 degrees in downtown Knoxville? I looked up in Lafollette and it was 38 degrees. Well, none of that this week. Until we get to Thursday, a slight cool down because we'll have some rain. Yes, R-A-I-N. That liquid stuff that falls from the sky. Friends, I got out on my John Deere, and I mowed everything Saturday that didn't mow me first. And that includes my mother-in-law's property and everything else. And even when it looks like you're just in a field covered with beautiful Bermuda grass, it still stirred up an unbelievable cloud of dust. At one point, I coughed till I thought I broke a rib. I honestly thought I broke a rib. I did not. I was okay. But I was coughing so hard. So I got past that, finished the mowing and the trimming and all that good stuff. You know how it is. And I love doing this. And Saturday, it wasn't oppressively hot. It was like mid-80s. And there was still a good cool breeze blowing. It wasn't bad at all. But man, I was so covered with fine dust from how dry it is and how dry we've had this drought. I literally had to go to the hose, very cold water there, hose myself off with clothes on. I mean, I'm not going to take my clothes off. I am outside, and there is a golf course nearby. Nobody needs to see that. No, I did not take my shirt off. I do not feel that confident. And if you're trying to have breakfast this morning, I do apologize. But I've kept my shorts and my shirt, my old T-shirt on that I always work in. And I had to go over and over through my head and scalp and everything, get all this dust out. This is unusual for East Tennessee for spring to be so dry. Mostly spring is a relatively wet weather time for us. But it has not been. So we're going to pray for rain. And it looks like God's going to answer those prayers later on this week. We hope and pray. We've had several other issues where rain's coming and it never came. Question, did we rededicate ourselves as a nation on Sunday? We'll answer that question when we come back on the Bob Bell Show.
Stepped out for a second. But now he's back. Bob Bell.
That we should be called sons and daughters of God. Yeah. We are the
72 degrees at WRJZ. Good morning and welcome in. This is the Bob Bell Show. All over the world, we're at WRJZ.com. Feel free to call us, 865-342-5620, 342-5620. So did we really rededicate ourselves yesterday? And I'm not trying to call into question the heart of the president or the people who were behind that or the vice president, J.D. Vance, who gave great speech and instructions, and Chris Tomlin was leading worship. As I watched yesterday afternoon after church, there was true worship going on. at the Washington Mall. There were thousands of people lifting up the name of the Lord Savior Jesus Christ, which, if you don't know and you don't understand, one of the big news items was, well, 14 out of the 15 people speaking at the rededication gathering are Christians. Well, yes. And it was an acknowledgement of Judeo-Christian ethic that they were gathered there to say, we have strayed. First, you have to confess. So was the element of, and I'll let you answer this at 865-342-5620. You tell me what you think. Was the element of repentance there? When we're rededicating ourselves, we have to acknowledge that we have strayed, don't we? I mean, look around. Whether in Knoxville, Tennessee, it's a great place to raise your kids, a great place to retire, a great place to live your working life. I mean, I'm in the midst of working. My kids are all out of the house, have grandkids now. And I've so enjoyed being here. And I've talked to many other people about what it means to be raised up or to live extensively somewhere else. There's a lot of somewhere else's that are good as well. We're not the only good place to live, but I know this place well, and I love it. So even here, though, we certainly have our issues, do we not? My heart was broken last Wednesday when I saw the list of names of people who were indicted at the Knox County Sheriff's Office. There's a lot of people that are celebrating this, and it really bothers me. They're making snide remarks. They're talking about the good old boy network. It may be in parts. Are all 11 guilty? Well, do they get an opportunity to clear their name? And I'm not sticking up for them. If they don't, if there's no excuse, then they need to experience to the full extent of the law what they have coming to them. On the other hand, if we've already judge and jury slammed the door on them, then we're just about as guilty as anyone. But the fact is, anytime you see something that's not yours, it's not yours, regardless of where it comes from. If it's drug money that's supposed to be spent or held in some sort of account, then that's the way it's supposed to be. And I don't know all the details for this at all. But there are names of people I know and love there. You just have to trust God. And I told people, I said, I'm praying for you. Did we really rededicate ourselves in this semi-quincentennial year? A worship service on the Mall is a great start. It's good. The question is what we do today. Are we living out what we heard? So 2 Chronicles 7:14, you know this by heart, I do too. If my people who are called by my name are humbled themselves, will humble themselves, that's huge. That's part of confession, by the way, too. Will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. Does our land need healing? Oh, yes. Do our hearts need healing? Absolutely. One worship service at the Mall in Washington will not do that. It's a great start, but it really is up to the rest of us, isn't it? In Knoxville and East Tennessee, those of you Sevierville, Jefferson City, those of you in Maryville and Alcoa, those of you in Oak Ridge and La Follette, those of you in Loudoun, Lenoir City, we need to band together and commit ourselves to walk circumspect. I heard that word a long time ago when Dr. Charles Stanley was preaching about walking upright, because I didn't know what circumspect meant in the old King James Version. To walk upright without blame. doesn't mean you're perfect, but nobody can point at you and say, well, that guy's just terrible. So coming up in a few moments, I want you to consider that. Have we really repented? 865-342-5620. It's Monday morning. It's May 18th. It's a week away from Memorial Day. Bob Bell at your service on the Bob Bell Show.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I mean, yes, sir.
Yeah, we got some vacationing going on. I know. Some people in East Tennessee and people that I go to church with and whatnot, by the way, it's 6:22, 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. The temperature is 71 degrees. That's just hard to believe. We went from 41 degrees last Thursday to, or what was it, Wednesday, to 72 degrees in the morning here. It's just East Tennessee. Crazy. Anyway, some people, I think it's a habit, I think it's a, well, it's a rhythm. Families, the moment the kids walk down the aisle and get their diploma, these people are 1 foot out the door, and they're gone. They're in whatever vacation destination the very next day. They don't wait. I think my mom had some wisdom back in the day, and she was a single mom, too. She waited until the end of summer before we had our vacation. Our vacation was right before I started two-a-days. So I would always look forward to two-a-days, and if I went to a beach place like Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, that was our favorite, then I would be out on the beaches at 13 and 14 and 15 years old of Cape Hatteras running in the morning. Temperature would be already 80 degrees. Warm and humid. You'd come back in, grab a shower, and then step back out, and then it, boy, feels like you're in a sauna. Because even on that part of the coast at Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, it was hot, humid, ooh boy. You get out on that hot white sand, then you go swimming for a few hours and get some more cardio in. But that would be part of my training. It was to get ready for two-a-days. Two-a-days means two practices per day getting ready for football. That was my life. But my mom gave us something to look forward to all summer long. During the summer, I would go to my granddad's house, Granddaddy Bell. And this is long after he had passed away. But we would go across the street to his brother's house, Uncle Herbert. Uncle Herbert had a big, beautiful farm. Big, beautiful farm. Unbelievable. It's nothing like it. No, it's big, beautiful hay bales. And we would bale hay. And you talk about getting ready for practice. Man, going to practice, which was very hard and hot and steamy and all that stuff, going to practice was like a relief. I mean, it was hard at the very end. We ran those sprints. But there was conditioning going on. It just brings back good memories this time of year. But we always waited. Some of y'all, you're already gone, aren't you? You're listening to us on the app this morning at WRJZ.com. Well, it was on this date way back in 1954. The United Nations moved out of its temporary headquarters in Lake Success, New York, to the permanent home in Manhattan. Question. Does the United Nations, in your opinion, does it have the effect that it was supposed to have? What do you think? Baseball Hall of Famer Brooks Robinson, born of the state in 1937. Think about it. He is now 89 years old. The great Reggie Jackson is 80 today. Mr. October, they called him. I remember watching him just blast these home runs, one right after another, all October long. You're in the playoffs in the World Series. George Strait is now 74 years old. A friend of mine went to see him in Clemson.
Amarillo by morning.
This is the first song
up from San Antonio
that I ever played on the radio, ever, anywhere.
Everything that I got,
that's right,
is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking it to County Fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there.
For WRJZ and 102.5 FM, 99.5 in Sevier County. That's right. The song was first written way back in 1975 by Chris LeDoux. But it was in the early 80s, 81, 82, somewhere in that neighborhood, where George Strait had a big hit with it. By the time I got in the radio in 1983, that was my first year in radio. That was one of the first songs I played. Amarillo by Morning. And I went, wow. That's amazing. So recently in Clemson, North Carolina, at Clemson University, he had a big concert. There were tons of people from Knoxville that went. I know that our friend Eva went over there, and she had planned to go. It was interesting. She had planned to go over there years ago. They had saved up money. Her and her husband were going to go over there and enjoy a wonderful concert. Well, a year and a half ago, her husband died unexpectedly, had heart issues, ended up at Vanderbilt, and she's a widow. And so she got some friends who are women that went with her, and they had the best time. But I know that she also kind of wept because it was something her and her husband had dreamed of. Meanwhile, on this date many, many years ago, this is amazing, the one and only Perry Como was born. Who doesn't remember Perry Como? That was played right here on this station, 620.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
Is it me or does he sound like he's going to sleep?
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
Wake up, Perry. Wake up.
For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night.
And that was a huge hit, and it should have been. It was a wonderful, wonderful song. Perry Como, one of the greats at WRJZ. Congratulations goes out to Aaron Rye. Aaron Rye, say, who's that? Well, nobody hardly knew him until yesterday. Aaron Rye at the PGA Championship just outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, at Aronimink Golf Course, shot 9-under for the tournament and won by 3 strokes over the nearest competitor. He won the PGA Championship. He won a major championship for the first time ever. Saw he and his beautiful wife walking to the scorer's table, just smiling as big as they could. Of course, you would smile if you won $3.3 million. That's what he won. And his whole life changes because he now gets invited to every tournament. It's called an exemption. And I think it's for as much as 5 years. Anyway, congratulations, because the other golfers on the PGA Tour tell me that he's not just a tremendous player, and he's not the one that hits it 580 yards like Bryson DeChambeau, who, by the way, didn't even make the cut. He's not one of those guys, like a gorilla hitting it hundreds and hundreds of yards. He's very average in his length of driving, but he's an amazing individual. That's what they tell me. He's got a great reputation. Coming up, Fox News at WRJZ. We're getting close to 6:30 at the station, committed to help you grow into faith, joy, radio. I'm Bob Bell. This news brought to you by Fleet Tire, 111 Woodland Avenue.
Morning prayer and coffee to spare. It's the Bob Bell Show. Rise and shine and get ready to face the day.
Good morning. Welcome in to WRJZ, 102.5 FM. That's here in Knox County. 99.5 in Sevier County. AM 620 in nine counties, perhaps more. And all over the world at WRJZ.com. Monday morning, garage door open, nice and quiet. I love it. Overhead Door Company, of course, provided my garage door. They didn't provide it. I mean, I bought it. Well, what a great price we got. Well, you got a good price because you're Bob? No. That doesn't work that way. I paid full price. But I was so glad because when I saw the estimate, I said, wow. Thank you. And I almost said, well, did you do it because, you know, I work, you know, no. That's just what they do. They take care of you. It was a fair price. You're talking about installation and everything. And after the garage door was just destroyed earlier this year, I was so blessed to see that it came out just fine. Everything was good. Meanwhile, they're the sponsor of the Bob Bell Show on Monday mornings, have been for quite a while. How about this? You heard about this at the Air Force Base in Idaho. There was an air show. You know, do you like when you see these air shows here in Knoxville and the McGee Tyson Air Base? I love those. I went to one time, sat on the banks of one of the tributaries that lead into the Tennessee River when the air show was going on relatively close, and it was wonderful. And I never had been to an air show before, but a friend of mine whose father had property that was close by to the air base, when we saw it, it was majestic. Kind of made you proud and patriotic. Well, they were doing this in Idaho. All of a sudden, these two jets collide one with another. And I'm thinking, we're going to have at least four dead airmen here. But did you know that the four crew members involved were able to safely eject from their aircraft, even though their jets collided at, good, you don't even know what speeds? The Gunfighters Skies Air Show in Mountain Home, Idaho. That's the hand of God. I mean, they all four had the presence of mind to eject quick enough to be okay. And they're all in stable condition, being watched carefully in the hospital, all four of these airmen. But they are all safe. That's you talk about a narrow miss. That's wonderful. I love that. So I've been asking the question all day, and I'll continue to ask it. We did a rededication service, America 250, yesterday at the Washington Mall. There were several people who made note of it here in Knoxville and East Tennessee, and that's good. But once we've had the big ceremony and the celebration, what happens then? It's like when you attend church together, and by the way, God is the one who ordained the gathering of us together. This, well, I could do church by myself up on the mountains because the mountains is close to God. I get that. But that's not how God says to do it in Scripture. He says for we need to be together. As brothers and sisters in Christ, we need to be together. We need to hear the word. We need to spur one another on. We can't spur one another on if we're not together. We don't need to be on Zoom.
Well, I can watch my church service, you know, from my phone when I'm fishing out on the lake.
Okay. No, you're not together. And I'm saying this to try to encourage you, to be honest with you. But the question is, what do we do from here? America 250, the semi-quincentennial. Your phone call's coming up in just a few moments at 865-342-5620. 865-342-5620.
Reeling in the bass and casting your cares. He's got you covered. It's Bob Bell.
Good morning. It's Medic Monday time at WRJZ. Shortly, Jenny Pascal's going to be in here. Now, I didn't want to play that for a walk-up song because I wanted to play it before she got here to set the table, you know? It's like this. How many times do you hit the snooze button today?
I was kissing Valentino by a crystal blue Italian stream.
You were, I wasn't. Yeah.
But I can't be late, so then I guess I just won't get paid. These are the days when you wish your bed was already made.
I can't make my bed with my wife still in it. Would not like that. Hello, everybody. Whoa, boy. Anyway, we're coming up on 6:43 at WRJZ. I'm having a little fun here. It's okay. So what are the signs we know that we've rededicated ourselves to the Lord in the 250? All right? First off, we tell the kids that God knows their name. Please tell the kids that God knows their name. This is huge for me. Please tell the kids they're not a biological accident looking for a place to happen. Please tell the kids they're not a product of 14.6 billion years of accidents that began with the Big Bang. They're not an accident. They are fearfully, wonderfully made. God knows their name. God knows the numbers of hairs on their head. Tell the kids that. How early did we tell the kids that? Well, starting about as soon as they can comprehend English or whatever your chosen language. Be kind and do not sell out. You be kind to people, but at the same time, you don't sell out your principles, which your principles ought to be God's truth, not your truth, not Oprah's truth, not Dave's truth, not Bob's truth, God's truth through Scripture. But you don't have to be a jerk about it. You don't have to slam somebody, but you don't need to sell out just because you're trying to be nice. Sometimes we have a tendency to do that. Well, I don't want to offend anyone. Well, we don't need to be purposely offensive and purposely, as Barney Fife would say, we don't need to be purposely obtuse. That was one of his great phrases. I hate it when you get purposely obtuse. Anyway, don't be a jerk, but don't sell out. Do not be insufferable in your witness, but be consistent. Now, there's people who, and we see the sun rising, and that reminds us that God designed everything for all you atheists out there. I used to do that. That does no good. But you do say, the earth is of the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I still laugh, and I have a good time. I was telling my wife, that I can remember when Al Gore was absolutely sure that we were burning the earth up and we were all going to be burned up. Today, when it's 92, will he go back to that? I don't know. But just a couple of weeks ago, he made a statement that stated that he believes that we're headed back for the next ice age. Now, the ice age thing was something I heard in 1981 on CBS radio. Then I heard global warming in the late 80s, early 90s, all the way up to the early 2000s. What happened in 2008, 9, and 10 is that most thermometers and gathering data systems around the world noted that the temperature really had fallen slightly, very slightly, over a 17-year period. While everyone was talking about global warming, it actually had fallen. So what most weather gatherers did who were a part of certain science projects, and those who are part of the National Weather Service, they moved their thermometers from places that were in fields, like Sam Truitt and I used to take the weather measurements at WSEV in Sevierville in the middle of a cow pasture. We were an official Weather Bureau reporting station. Well, they moved those thermometers from places like that to the airport, where you have concrete, asphalt, and it's a little bit warmer. So you began gathering information from those locations as well, and Shazam. Are there, weren't you right, Dave? Sorry, an ambulance drove by. Anyway. No, he wasn't there. That wasn't your Uber? Good. But you don't have to worry about those kinds of things. I don't want dirty water and dirty air. We're given command to take care of the earth. We are. We're given responsibility. What's the next thing we want to do to show that we have rededicated? More coming up, brought to you by Overhead Door Company. By the way, their number for a garage door, I love it, 865-573-1950.
Joy Radio.
Listening to this really helps me out. It helps me just kind of chill.
More reasons people are listening this May.
You can really feel the spirit of Jesus and God there with you.
It helps me get back on track.
This is Joy Radio.
Thank you, Lord, for the small things like me and her on a porch swing. The summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six string. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings if I still got breath in these lungs. And that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that he's done.
Hallelujah.
For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the song that makes us dance on this old dirt floor.
Good morning.
For my babies, for my girls, for the way they change my world, waking up today. Yeah, I just gotta say thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much for joining us here.
Yeah,
6:54. 6 minutes now away from 7 o'clock at WRJZ and 102.5 FM, 99.5 in Sevier County and all over the world at WRJZ.com. So another sure sign that we are actually turning the corner and rededicating this nation back to God is we begin to show proper love to each other. That is, as brothers and sisters in Christ. I was laughing and talking to one of my friends yesterday at church. He happened to have not the same color of skin that I did. And we were talking about, man, we're blood brothers. He goes, yeah, we are. Same blood saved you, saved me. We're blood brothers. We're blood kin. We're together. So you can't beat that with it at all. But also, when we show proper love to others who are far off, others who are far away, they don't believe the same thing we do. But I ask you, is showing proper love approving everything they believe? No. Affirming everything they believe is not showing proper love. Yo, kidoki. No. You tell them there is but one God, maker of heaven and earth, his only Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, paid the price and penalty for our sin. There is a real place called hell. There is a real place called heaven. And there is a real person named Jenny Bushkell. Welcome in, Jenny.
Howdy, howdy.
How are you doing?
I'm good. It was Manic Monday. I heard it.
See, that was you. Did that make you feel better?
It made me feel good.
The Jenny Bushkell, who's been around with us at least. Did that microphone take off on you?
The microphone just
went. It's gonna.
So far, here's what. Excuse me. Has happened. My key didn't work on the back door.
Your key didn't work on the back door.
No admission.
Da-da-da-da. Really?
Yeah. Really.
She told you no admission.
No admission.
You scanned your key and she said no.
No admission. I did it twice. And Claybo said, "Did you do it more than once?" No, he said, "You need to try it again." I'm like, y'all have to go hear her. No admission. I'm like, okay, all right, that's a great start.
You think it's because she's a woman?
I don't know.
Just think she was.
I will say this. I've wondered about these keys with your car key, like if it would strip one or the other.
I don't know.
The car keys that you push the button. So I just kind of
with a fob.
Right.
I don't know.
But she told me. No admission. So anyway, I'm here. I got admitted to the front door.
Well, because you're accepted in the beloved. So that's Jenny Bushkell. Jenny, do you know what they're going to do tonight at the commission? Knox County Commission is going to have a special recognition of Matt Hinken.
Oh, wonderful.
So my understanding is that our friend Lori Tucker will be there.
Mm-hmm.
We're fairly certain it could be Bo Williams that's there, too. There might be a couple of other friends there, but I didn't know that. I just found that out. Our friend Kim, who was his caretaker in his waning months, who was just an incredible godly individual. She took immaculate care of this man. Mm-hmm. And she does that. She takes care of end-of-life patients. She is a specialist. Now, she's just a wonderful, spiritual, God-loving, God-fearing lady. But she is going to do the speaking and talk about what she saw in his last days and how many people came to see him, how many people loved on him, and what it said about him, and what she learned about a man that she had seen only on TV. And I thought, that's pretty good. So they're going to do a special recognition of 30-year meteorologist Matt Hinken and my friend for 29 years. I think it's a wonderful thing. So thank you, Knox County Commission. It won't cost them anything to do that, but just to recognize somebody who was so important in our community.
Well, I agree. That's great, though.
So what have you been up to?
Well, I had a birthday.
I know that. So did you have a good birthday?
I had a great birthday. It lasted all week, kind of, with friends.
It lasted all week?
Yeah, it lasted all week. So it was fun. But yesterday I had a tea.
A tea?
Several of us had a tea.
Is there a place to have a tea?
At a friend's home.
At a friend's home. We had a tea.
About 11-year-old.
A little high tea. with what? With 11-year-olds?
Uh-huh.
Now, that had to be fun.
The rising sixth graders. So it was very, very nice and very fun. And sat on a back porch, screened-in porch, overlooking the mountains for another 2 hours with a group of ladies. And then had another neighbor and friend have a cookout. And so it was great. I just kind of had a good day.
I think that's fantastic. Well, you should.
And Saturday we celebrated with my family. So it was fun.
As I say, we're glad you were born.
Well, thank you.
You know, that's what Mama would say.
We're glad. Your Mama was sweet.
We're glad you were born. For those of you who don't know, her mom and my mom were in the same facility in the waning days of their life. Mm-hmm. And we ran into each other several times up there. But what wonderful, I mean, your mom was such an encouragement too. I mean, I don't know if she ever had a bad day. I'm sure she did.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't see it. She wouldn't let me see it.
No, she wouldn't.
And her cheer was evident. When you walked into her room, it was like she lit up like a Christmas tree. I was like, I know you don't feel good, but you'd never know it. Time now for the latest news. Jenny, we're going to introduce you to Rob Ekno coming up in just a few moments. What a man, the myth and the legend. All right here at WRJZ. It is Fox News time at 7 o'clock at WRJZ Knoxville. Welcome you in as it is 7:04, 4 minutes after 7 o'clock at WRJZ. Joy Radio. Hello, everybody. 71 sticky degrees. It is really amazing. It's my goodness gracious. With us in studio, the one and only Jenny Bushkell. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
How in the world are you?
I'm great. I drove in with the most beautiful sun coming up. It's pretty bright, but it was beautiful.
I mean, yeah, you were facing eastbound.
Yeah, it was something.
So that's the sunrise. See, long time ago, she used to come in here at 5:45. She didn't see the sun.
That's right.
On Monday mornings, anyway.
And not quite as much traffic.
So, but it still wasn't too bad traffic-wise,
no.
Was it?
No, they're just fast. Ooh. Yeah, it was a little fast for me. But, yes, the sun was up, and I'm going, and...
We're glad you're here.
Manic Monday, and here I am.
And you celebrated your birthday.
I did. I had a great weekend.
She finally turned 38. That's great.
Thank you. Somebody else told me that yesterday. I like that.
You've looked the same for 20 years. And I've known Jenny for at least 20 years.
That's right.
For WRJZ, and we're proud to have her here on Mondays at WRJZ and 102.5 FM. Coming up in just a few moments, we're going to talk to a Christian filmmaker, a man who has his finger on the pulse of that industry. It's not just an industry, it's really a ministry. And he and I talked a few days ago, and I just was like, I love the vision that God has given you. Because it's got, Rob, how are you doing, man?
Spectacular. As my other friend Bob says, blessed and highly favored.
So blessed and highly favored.
So we'll try to work on the microphone there and see if that works.
We might want to share this mic.
Try it again.
Blessed and highly favored.
Well, I'll be. Anyway, you never know what gets in there. We'll continue to pray. And coming up in a few minutes, Rob, how long have you been in the film business?
Film business. I was in Hollywood for 31 years before coming here 2.5 years ago. So almost 35 years.
So you're not what they call young, per se.
Well, it depends on who you talk to.
You look young
in spirit, for sure.
But you look young.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So Rob Ekno is going to talk more about that business coming up in a few moments. And we've been talking about the fact that one of the things that we're going to do is determine, are we really making a turn? We talked yesterday about the big service that was out on the Washington Mall. There were hundreds of thousands of people there. They were singing Chris Tomlin songs. I love Chris Tomlin. They were hearing the right words said, I think. There were lots of great things happening. It's wonderful. But have we really made the turn? You know, are we really going to be different? Have we really rededicated ourselves? And my answer is, I don't think we're going to know until many more days pass. How do we look? What do we look like? What are we doing? When we answer those questions with the right kind of affirmative, then we'll know if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. See, a lot of people really like to skip over that part. Humble themselves. Before you pray, you ought to humble yourself. You ought to be able to say, Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's an act of humbling, realizing who you are. You're not God. Okay? Number two, humble themselves, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. Now, this isn't those people out there turning from their wicked ways, Jenny. It's actually us people in here turning from our wicked ways.
Right.
It's not written to all them out there who don't believe. It's written to the people of God.
Well, he says, my people.
Yeah, if my people.
If my people.
If turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. So that's kind of where we are. You know, we stand at a crossroads. Part of that is taking back the arts. I mean, the creation, and Rob and I talked about this earlier, creation doesn't belong to the devil. Creativity does not belong to the devil. We act like it does. Creativity belongs to us through a gift from God. But we're much like the Creator whenever we create, right?
Absolutely.
That's what we want to talk about. We come back in just a few moments right here at WRJZ. We're at 102.5 FM. Our phone number, 865-342-5620. Rob Ekno comes back with us in just a few moments. We'll learn all about his company, what he does, his ministry, and how it makes an impact on the rest of us. The Bob Bell Show continues in just a few moments.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
Good morning and welcome in. It's now 7:11, 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. WRJZ and 102.5 FM. I think somebody kicked us right in the teeth sometime yesterday, but it's, you know, we got the victory. Rob, how does that sound?
Let me tell you what, you know, when you are doing especially this creative stuff, this wonderful radio show and all of this goodness.
I'm just going to slide right over here. And you know what? The devil can try all he wants, the enemy, whatever you want to call it, but God wins in the end. And we've got four of us in this studio. We'll figure it out and we'll make sure we get out the message, because I prayed that God will give me the words and the stories to share to honor and glorify him and have the most positive impact on this audience with all of you and Jenny and Dave and Bob and Tom, who just walked in and stuff. So all of this goodness will happen, whatever we need to get out, even if it's only 30 seconds of a message this morning that somebody needs to hear, Bob, that changes or starts changing their life, or at least enlightens them to think maybe there's a better way.
In this studio, there are two former alcoholics and drug addicts.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Tell me about your journey. What became, you told me a few weeks ago, what became the watershed moment for you?
I was an award-winning, nationally syndicated sports host, all of this good stuff.
You got this beautiful voice.
Thank you. Started with a wonderful friend and a teacher in high school in Coventry, Rhode Island, and we started a 200-watt FM radio station. We raised $18,000, put up a 40-foot tower on our school. We had a regular newsroom, production. It was just like this, all of the things. And it went on for until about 2 years ago, until people just decided they didn't want to be involved, but it helped many people, and it got me going. And so literally I went from the World Series in 1987 to homeless on the streets of Fort Lauderdale.
Homeless?
Yep, homeless, living on the Greyhound bus station. Took a Greyhound bus from Providence, Rhode Island down there because it was warmer in the winter instead of living on the street. And
sure.
Yep, I was standing next to Harmon Killebrew one day at the batting cage by myself at the 1987 World Series, just chatting with him while the rest of the media had the old Metrodome. And the next thing you know, I'm getting on a bus and going down to live out of the Greyhound bus station. So, and then here's the crazy thing is one day I decided that my life wasn't worth living. And I was walking over to the cruise ship docks in Fort Lauderdale, Port Everglades, and I said, you know what, I'm just going to jump in front of one of these big cruise ships as it takes off, because then it can't stop, and ba-boom, and I'm done. And I literally heard a voice in my head, Bob and Jenny, that said, why don't you go out to Hollywood and try to make something out of your life? Where that voice came from, I don't know. The next thing you know, I'm sitting back on the beach pondering my future. There ended up being an ad in a free newspaper at one of the local convenience stores that said, we'll pay you $200 to drive our Crown Victoria up to Providence, Rhode Island, my hometown.
A Crown Vic.
Right? So I drive back up there, and then I end up having a DUI on November 28th, 1992, and my ex-girlfriend, she's still a wonderful friend, just talked to her last night. Matter of fact, here's the great thing about life. My ex from 30 years ago and my beautiful partner in life, Monique, they're like best friends. And it's like, you know, depending on what we want to do with our lives, right? And so when God blesses us with wonderful people, we don't have to throw them out just because we made some bad decisions. Anyways, but she came to pick me up at the Warwick, Rhode Island police station, and 4:30 in the morning, that was a miracle in itself. And I looked at her from 20 feet away, and I just said, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. And she said to me, she said, I can smell you from here. And that was my last drink or line of cocaine. And 28 days, I'll just tell you this really quickly, 28 days later, I was 28 days sober. It was Christmas Eve, the same church that I had been an acolyte at when I was 10 years old. And I borrowed $2 from Jesus from the collection plate one day when I brought it back to the sacristy to borrow some baseball cards or something.
Oh, dear.
Anyways, Christmas Eve, I had 28 days sober, and I decided I'm going to church, and I've only got about $5 in my pocket. But, you know, the lady in the Bible, she gave everything she had. So that was, I said, Jesus, I don't know how much the interest there is a 23 years of $2, but I got a $5 bill, and all I'm going to tell you guys is I slapped that thing in the collection plate when it came around. I haven't had a drink or a line of cocaine since. And
is that all you had?
What's that?
That $5, was that it?
I had a couple extra bucks, but I needed to put gas in my friend's car that I borrowed. I needed to have a couple dollars to eat with that week. But I mean, there may have been $10 or $20 left. It wasn't like, so yes, did I give pretty much all that I could at that time for that? My first amends was to Jesus.
You gave out of your poverty.
Yep.
So in Luke 21, the widow walks up, and there had been all these guys putting these huge offerings in. It made all this noise of coins and everything. In Luke chapter 21, this poor widow walks up and she puts two copper coins in there that would have been worth less than 1 cent.
Mm.
Less than 1 cent. And Jesus pointed at her, told the rest of the guys standing around, most who were his disciples. Obviously, Luke wrote it down. So you see that woman over there? I could just see him leaning up against the wall going, you see that woman right there? I'm going to tell you the truth. She gave more than all the rest of them. They had to look at him like he was crazy. Because
yep.
She just dropped those two little copper coins in there. And he said she gave out of her poverty. They gave out of their wealth.
Yes.
She gave out of her poverty everything she had.
Yes.
Now, he knew that because he was God with skin on.
Mm-hmm.
So he understood that. Look at you now, though. You have been a part of television projects, film projects, so many things that have reached people, and you're still doing it. And recently we had a wonderful event here in East Tennessee that where a lot of people, including a bunch of people who are film geeks, you know, came
yes.
to, and you played golf and you raised money. And I mean, this was a wonderful event to create awareness, wasn't it?
Yeah, spectacular. So God takes me like he did with whatever Moses and all of these folks. And you never know how he's going to use you. And you don't realize all these years later that he was setting you up from the beginning. Hmm. Right. We were born for a purpose. Right before I moved here, Bob and Jenny, the last thing I did was a film with Dean Cain out in San Diego, and it's called The Life of Purpose. That was
Love
the last thing that I did before God said, you need to go to Knoxville. Not even Tennessee. It was specifically Knoxville. And since I've been here in the last 2 years and 5 months, miraculous things have happened.
We're going to talk more about that when we get back in a moment at WRJZ. Joy Radio, 7:18, 18 minutes after 7 o'clock. Pray Tennessee comes up next with Pat Paulus in partnership with Knoxville Wholesale Furniture.
More variety than a church potluck with less risk of tuna casserole. It's Bob Bell.
Yes, sir. A lot of them have stepped out of school today at WRJZ because many graduations have taken place. Jenny, we've seen all kinds of graduation ceremonies all over East Tennessee.
That was part of my birthday celebration Saturday night. Had a graduation party.
You probably see a lot of kids that you taught.
I love it, Bob. It's so much fun. It's so great to see these kids growing up when you think I had them at 11, 10 years old. And when they were just youngsters, trying to tell them all about Jesus.
And then, you know, and to note that they are graduating, moving on to the next step of their life.
Yes.
It's amazing.
But I pray that they have that foundation, that we've done our job getting them ready to be pushed out of the nest. And the most important thing is having that foundation that Jesus loves you, has a purpose for your life, as Rob just said, and just to watch them on their way. So,
can you imagine how many parents love you? I mean, for what you've done. You've told them that they're not amoeba poop. In other words, they're not an accident looking for a place to happen, that they're fearfully and wonderfully made. Jesus knows their name and loves them. There's a real heaven. There's a real hell. But you give them the keys to the kingdom.
Yeah.
Whew, that's huge. All right, Rob, you do the same thing when you talk about these films that reach people in places where I cannot and you cannot, but you do it through art.
Yes, that is correct. You know, we just had our recent Knoxville International Christian Film Festival, our third live showcase down in Pigeon Forge at the Music Road Convention Center a couple weeks back, and we had films. People came from 14 states, Canada, and the Isle of Malta all over.
Really?
This is how important it is for people that, you know, when God puts this ability to create or this vision of creation, and we don't create, we just ruin our soul, right? We need to create. You need to do the show. Jenny needs to do the show. Dave,
yes.
Dave is a great producer. This is, we all have something that God has given us, right? And so one of the things, I will share this really quick. We had a guy in Kentucky. They came in to film in his restaurant, and his partner set it up and said, yes, you can do this. This guy did not believe in Jesus. His name is Chris, wonderful human being, and we've become friends. And so, anyways, Chris was sitting there watching this film, very five-minute short film, so it doesn't have to be a big story. It just has to be the story, right? And Chris gave his life to Christ while they were filming this thing in his restaurant, and the guy, Jordan, that played Jesus in the film, drove down from Connecticut to Kentucky, is a minister. He actually baptized Chris while they were on set shooting this. So the point is, when we get out there and we just let God run the show and we just do our part, as we say in recovery, Bob, as you may know, is we suit up, we show up, we do the work, and leave the results to God.
There you go.
Right? And just do it. Get off the couch. There, you know, we can all live on a pity party. We can all find a way to live on a pity party if we wanted to, right?
Yes.
But no, that's not what he created us for. He said, follow me. Come on now, people. So Knoxville International Christian Film Festival, I get brought here 2 years and 4 months ago. I'll share this really quickly. I end up at a red carpet event in 11 hours away in Richmond, Virginia.
Uh-huh.
A complete stranger grabs me in the parking lot before I even got out of my car and says, sir, you cannot drive back to Knoxville before I give you the message I've been given to give you. And I'm like, who are you? He said, you are to immediately drive home. Now, I had an 11-hour drive home and never been here, right? He said, you are to immediately drive home and start the Knoxville International Christian Film Festival to provide a much-needed showcase for creative Christians to honor and glorify God with their works. And it's been less than 2 years. It hadn't even been 2 years. It was July 2nd, 2024.
Uh-huh.
And we've already been gifted as an online-only film festival. We've been gifted three amazing live award showcases and two different TV platforms, one a station in Augusta, Georgia. One is called Abundant TV.
Uh-huh.
We have a weekly show on air, a half hour, that runs 5 days a week. We've been gifted to showcase these award-winning films.
Man, that's my head is spinning, and it should be.
All of this has happened in less than 2 years. That's when you know you're doing something that was divinely appointed.
So the Lord took a former drunk, former coke addict.
Yeah, with half a nose.
With half a nose, and here we and a beautiful voice.
And no hair.
Yeah, but Jenny, he's got a winning face. I mean, he doesn't have the face for radio. He actually could be in front of the camera.
I was going to say, I've got enough hair up for him. We can share.
I don't know what good looking guys look like because I don't pay attention to that kind of thing. But I'm pretty sure he's one of them. I mean, you know, it's one of those deals.
I tell you, he is a real deal too. So this is exciting.
I could see
great to hear what he's saying.
I wish you could see the joy in your face. We're going to put it up on Facebook after a while. Just a picture of him. You can see the joy on his face with his hat on.
Yes,
he is follically challenged, but you're now considered a member of Phobia. Phobia is Fraternal Order, Bald Eagles of America. You and Dave. Well, that's Dave's creation.
Yeah.
That's his club, and he's letting you in.
Love the club. Thank you for the invite.
Also, Dave. Todd Harden is a part of Phobia as well. He's a counselor.
Okay.
So you got a biblical counselor. You've got you, a Christian filmmaker, and then you've got a Christian producer as part of Phobia. So we're glad to have you. This is your official ceremony. You're accepted in the beloved here.
I appreciate that very much. KnoxvilleChristianFilms.com. KnoxvilleChristianFilms.com. You can see about our upcoming festival, about our TV show, about reviews, about all kinds of wonderful stuff that the Lord is... He's just asked me to move it forward.
7:30, half past the hour. Coming up, we got news fit to be heard at WRJZ, brought to you by our friends at Fleet Tire, 111 Woodland Avenue.
Stuck on the interstate? Don't worry, you've got Bob Bell riding shotgun. Yeah, that's going to help.
So what's going to be said to me when it's all said and done? Will I stand for my beliefs or will I turn around and run? Will let the whole world hear me say, I'm unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
With Romans 1:16 that's reverberated through this radio station for many years. In terms of the old Radio Bible Hours, wonderful show, J. Harold Smith.
Oh, remember that.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power and the salvation to everyone who believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Howdy, neighbor, J. Harold Smith speaking.
Oh, yes. Wow.
And it just made you felt like you were at home.
Yeah, and he was so good, so great. It was so...
You didn't ever quit listening to the show and go, well, I wonder what he said.
No, you'll know exactly what he said, but he sure did love the Lord.
That man really taught me a lot about humbleness, too, because my understanding was, for everybody that's been around him, he's one of the most gracious people you would ever know.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, when I interviewed him and talked to him, he was just one of the most gracious men. He knew so much more than I ever could even think about, that I didn't know anything. And he knew that. And yet he also was kind of a mentor. He just gently mentored. At the same time, he would preach the hard truth, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Jenny Bushkell is over there. For those of you who don't know, I've only known her for about 20-plus years.
I know. It's amazing.
Yeah, and you were the co-host for over 18 years.
Uh-huh.
We discovered her at the, well, really, She was helping out with the Knoxville Nativity Pageant.
Yeah, I was president and came on to be interviewed. But it happened to be the year the flood happened at the Coliseum.
It was an emergency.
So I was on every station talk about what Rob was saying about what the Lord does. He orchestrates everything. All of a sudden, all this prep work for a year, preparation, couldn't wait to bring the story of the birth of Jesus and what he did for us. And it was evident that we weren't going to get to do it. And what God did with the story, he put it everywhere. And then we did it one, we got to do it one time. But it was interesting because I came on, Becky Williams was here with you.
Yep.
And Chris Love was producing and said, have you thought about doing radio? And Becky said, you need to be Bob's co-host.
Boom.
And so within a year, I was on the radio.
Did we snagged you?
Yeah.
We got you.
And Becky Mills had something to do with that, too.
She had a lot to do with it. Well, and every Monday morning, it was funny because Larry, your husband, get up, make your coffee at an early hour. He didn't have to get up that early. And then he would pray with you mm-hmm. before you came on.
Yeah.
And I said, now that's what it all looked like right there.
Yeah.
That's a serving husband and a wonderful, gracious wife and all this. And they're just perfect. No, that's okay. Well, they're close.
Sure we are.
They're close.
I don't have a problem saying, no, we're not. But, I mean, we're close, but not. We're close together, but not
yeah, but look,
perfect.
How many years have you been married now to him?
Ooh, I'm almost 28.
I've started saying,
yeah.
You're not newbies.
Nope.
Bob Bell, right to your service. WRJZ coming up in a few moments. We talk about you being safe on the roadways. Summer's here. You know, people are already out the door. Even the last day of school is officially Thursday, and then the teachers have a work day on Friday here in Knox County. But I'm telling you, there are hundreds of thousands of people already have had one foot out the door. As soon as somebody graduates, they're gone. They don't care about the last 3 days of school. There's nothing you're going to be able to do. You're not going to fail, you know. So they're gone. They've already gone to Schenectady or whatever, and they're off and running. We want you to be safe. Our new friend, coming up in just a few moments, Armando Fontes, is going to talk to us from the Law Enforcement Liaison, Tennessee Highway Safety Office, right here at WRJZ. Joy Radio, coming up in just a few moments on the station, committed to help you grow into faith. Welcome in to the Bob Bell Show for Monday.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
Sing it, friends.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood, skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's
strong. Get to work.
16 tons. What do you? Call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Welcome into Monday, May 18th at WRJZ Joy Radio, brought to you by Bond Pharmacy, across the road from Powell High School. I laugh and kid, that's where I get my drugs. Anyway, 18 minutes now, away from 8 o'clock, Focus on the Family, at the top of the hour. Don't look at me that way, Jenny. Today, Tennessee Highway Patrol, THP, Divisions of Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security are partnering with Tazewell Police Department. Now, if you're riding around and your GPS tells you, turn here to go to Tazewell. It's not Tazewell. It's Tazewell Police Department. Tazewell, that's one of those East Tennessee things. Meanwhile, with me on the air is the one and only Armando Fontes. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. It's great to be on the show this morning with you.
Man, thank you for joining us. We do appreciate it. So tell us what is happening today with No Need to Speed on 25E and 33 campaign.
Yeah, so it's great to be here once again. And so what we're doing this morning is we're kicking off this coming week with a press event at the Tazewell Police Department when we're going to have a few speakers this morning that's going to basically try to encourage their communities to, basically have voluntary compliance when it comes to obeying traffic laws, which makes it so much safer for motorists on the roadways. And so it's kind of like a kickoff of encouragement saying, hey, you know, this upcoming Memorial Day weekend, we're going to be having increased enforcement throughout the area, throughout Tazewell and New Tazewell. In fact, we'll be starting this this event at the State Line in Middleboro, Kentucky, on 25E, and it'll travel down 25E onto Highway 33 all the way into Knox County. And so we have Knox County, Union County, along with Claiborne County, all working in conjunction with us to have some increased enforcement on this Memorial Day weekend in order to, you know, reduce roadway fatalities and to reduce roadway crashes.
You know, it's got to create awareness, too, because a lot of speeding takes place. Do you think it's because there's some places there's a lot of curves, but on that stretch of 33, too, there's some big, long straightaways, and I wonder, Armando, if people get anesthetized. They just don't pay attention.
Yeah, that's we see that a lot, and people just get comfortable driving certain areas and certain roadways, and they let their guard down. And then, of course, you have some people that they're always in a rush to try to get somewhere, and you know, if they're exceeding the speed limit, then they're not really getting anywhere much quicker than what they think they are. It's really you're saving a matter of a few seconds. It's not a matter of a significant amount of time, and so with that factor, and along with the roadway conditions and constructions, and you know, the straightaways along with the curves, and just all the demographics. You know, we wind up having so many people that are killed on our roadways throughout the state of Tennessee, and that's what we're looking at. These are not just numbers; these are lives that are affected. These are families that are affected, and communities that are affected each time we have a fatality on a roadway. So, it's definitely something that you know, the loss of life on roadways is so preventable, and you know, these officers and these individuals are out there trying to make their communities safer and trying to slow people down. Because the reality is, if people would not speed, if they would wear their seatbelt, and if not drive impaired, then you know, the roadways are so much safer. And it's about being a courteous driver, a responsible driver, and taking ownership of how you drive on the roadway.
You know, in Armando, starting May 22nd, this Friday, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. in Taz will increase traffic. It's multi-jurisdictional. I practiced that word for a while, Armando.
Yeah.
But Armando Fontes is from the THSO, Tennessee Highway Safety Office. And one thing I really want to stress, and I don't drink anymore. I quit drinking over 35 years ago. But that being said, just don't drink. You can drive. You can slow down. Don't get anesthetized by the amount of speed that you have. Back off the accelerator just a bit. We increase your following distance, back off the person in front of you. You know, if we'll do that, Armando, it seems like we'll get where we're going to be nice and safe, and we may be a whole 30 seconds later, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. I mean, that is correct. And so, you know, this upcoming Friday, we will have a DUI checkpoint that's a multi-jurisdictional checkpoint with these agencies that's going to be in the Tazewell community. And so, you know, last year, you know, they had four fatalities in the Claiborne County area, and this year they've already had four fatalities. And then
have they already?
No, this year already. So they've had the same amount they had last year. Then Knox County, being a much larger, very heavy traffic volume area, they had 48 fatalities last year, and then
wow.
They've had 46 this year thus far. And so we're on track this year statewide to actually have fewer fatalities than last year, and we were down last year as well. And so if we continue to do enforcement, and then and enforcement helps, and enforcement makes a difference. But what really makes a difference is what you just said, is taking personal ownership and being a responsible driver, being a courteous driver, following at safe distances. You know. Those things really matter on the roadways, and it's I know we all have somewhere to be and places to get to, but you know, that excessive speed does not make a difference. It really does not. It just creates a dangerous environment for everybody on the roadway, and as far as the drinking factor, that's, you know, phenomenal that you had quit. You know, and the good thing is, you know, you change a person's heart, and then that changes their life. And
amen.
So, but, That's a good thing, and that's the thing that I believe in, and so by loving other people in our community, one of the things that we can do is encourage them and remind them that, hey, you know, the Lord loves you, and he wants what's best for you, but you gotta follow His will and not your own.
Armando Fontes, you're a great gift to us from the Law Enforcement Liaison, THSO. We'll catch up with you another day, but thank you for the admonition. We appreciate it, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Have a good day.
The final leg of the Bob Bell Show coming up on the Bob Bell Show, also as we close out another great Monday.
I listen because I believe that when you fill your life with godly things, that the Holy Spirit inside you craves for it after a while.
Joy Radio.
Of all the songs sung from the dawn of creation, some were meant to persist.
It's what we crave, the things of God.
Of all the bells rung from a thousand steeples, none rings truer than this.
You're listening to WRJZ Joy Radio.
It's all God's children singing glory, glory. Hallelujah, he reigns.
71 sticky degrees. Rob, it's warm out there, bud.
It was warm at 5:30 this morning. It was sticky.
It was warm at 3:25, but I went outside. I went outside to do my push-up. I did my push. No, seriously, it was 70 degrees at 3:25 this morning.
Yeah,
and I was like, we've got a front moving in. I think the Lord's going to bless us with some rain, though.
Well, we'll take as much as He wants to pour down upon us.
We need it. We're in a dry and thirsty land. Jeannie Bushkell, thank you so much for being here.
I'm glad to be here.
You're one of the ones that help water and cultivate, though, those little kidlets.
I love it. And I'm so blessed to get to do that. I thank the Lord all the time that I get to do that. It's amazing. He just blesses me, and I had plenty of hugs this weekend.
You know, they see you from afar off. I've seen them. They come running towards you. It's like, because they.
I think I'm a little bit of a kid, too. So
here's,
that
well, see, that's the thing. Here's a woman that biologically didn't have children, okay?
No.
The fact of the matter is she's had thousands, and I mean that. It's how God works. And I'll tell you what my grandson said the other day, though.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those you would appreciate. 7 years old, Bjorn, right in the back seat, he said, "Papa, we had the best day we ever had."
I love that, Bob.
Because we were playing Hot Wheels.
Uh-huh.
The best day we were with this. And I was doing narrating. He said, "You got to narrate, Papa," which means I was doing the announcing. So I was doing a professional job narrating. And the fact of the matter is, when we were on his way home, he's talking to his Maymay. That's my wife, Meg. And he said, "Maymay, if you weren't already married, when I'm adult, I would marry you."
Oh.
That's love. That's a man.
That's adorable.
I thought she was going to just lose it.
That's adorable.
It was great. And so Siggy had to turn in. My 5-year-old granddaughter said, "Yeah, and I would marry Papa." Okay, we had to explain to him about the family thing. You know? But that being said, it's one of those things you can't take back. So I appreciate you being here.
Yeah.
I was listening to our Ministry of the Month, Alistair Begg, earlier. Alistair Begg and Truth for Life. And he was talking about, this is great. He was talking about the words of a friend. And there was a friend that challenged him, his close friend, challenged him one thing on how he was with his wife. Listen to this interaction, because you could tell it was a turning point in Alistair's life.
I was out playing golf with somebody. And in the course of the conversation, in just routine conversation, he said to me, "Alistair, can I say something to you?" Which is usually, that's not usually going to be something like, "Hey, you're the finest person I've ever met." So you got to be prepared, if you're going to say yes to it, to be prepared for it. And so I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Well, I've got to tell you this. You're awfully hard on your wife." I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "You finish her sentences. When you are in the room, her personality is quashed. When you are out of the room, we all realize who she is, what she has, and what she means." He said, "I'm telling you that because I care about you and I care about her."
He wasn't telling that to be a smart aleck. In Christian love, he told his brother, somebody he loves, the truth. And they were by themselves. It wasn't some. And here it is years later, and Alistair saw fit to share that. See, and that's going to have an impact on a lot of people. I learned a long time ago. Of course, my wife when we first got married, she wouldn't say two words. Now, 41 years later, it's quite different. I mean, sometimes I'm the quiet one, and that's weird. But I praise God for it because I have learned to let her light shine because God gave her something to say. And usually when she has something to say, it's worth listening to. And so I'm thankful for that. But that's coming up at 12:30 today. That's our ministry of the month. You know, Jenny, he's got some of these commentaries on Ecclesiastes. Later on this week, we're going to be giving them away.
Oh, that's great.
I love that.
Yeah, I love those. I love his commentaries. He's a wonderful pastor.
You know, in Ecclesiastes, the subtitle, you know what it is? Chasing After the Wind. Rob, have you ever chased after the wind?
Oh, I've chased after many things. but, you know, you just shared something. I know we're running out of time, but you just shared something very pertinent. We all need that person in our life
yes.
to call us on our stuff when we're not being the man or woman that Jesus called us to be.
Amen. 5 o'clock today, the Knox County Commission is going to honor such a guy. For 29 years, a meteorologist by the name of Matthew Hinken and I and David Wells met together off and on, mostly every week when we were younger. And we met and we actually called each other on things. We also encouraged each other and lifted each other up and prayed for each other and complimented each other when it deserved. We spurred one another on. But today, his memory will be honored as the kind of man he left in this community. And I want to thank the Knox County Commission for doing that today. Along with some of his co-workers from Channel 6, they'll be there in attendance. Well done. Well done, lady and gentlemen. We appreciate it so much.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate the time.
This portion of the Bob Bell Show has been brought to you by the one and only Bond Pharmacy, the place where I've gotten my medicines for my family for years, since 1993. Until tomorrow, Bob Bell, along with Dave Clabo and the rest of the Clues, saying, now go out and do Jesus to someone today.